Next to the quizzes about what states you visited and which Disney character is your spirit animal, another online survey has been spreading like wildfire across Facebook pages in Utah, the Mormon Gender Issues Survey. Unlike the other online quizzes, the Gender Issues Survey has the backing of researchers from universities across the nation who plan to publish the survey findings.
The study began because I read the news and because I'm interested in religion. That's what most of my research is in. In the world of religion generally, the roles that women play has been a big issue. You see it in Catholicism, the Southern Baptist Convention, and now it's very prominent in Mormonism. And there is really not a whole lot of data regarding what people think about women's roles in the LDS Church.
That's Michael Nelson, a professor of psychology at Georgia Southern University, who is involved with the study. He is a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and wants to see just how people's opinions on gender roles in the church are formed.
I'm curious to see how the Mormon experience compares with the experience of my Southern Baptist neighbors here. Things like that are really an interesting question.
He and his colleagues, all but one of whom are LDS, developed two surveys to look into these somewhat politicized issues in the Mormon culture. They also wanted to understand if online surveys can be good science. The first survey, which was released the second week of November, is traditional by social science standards. Researchers used a Kickstarter campaign to pay a company to give a shortened version of the online survey to 500 participants who were determined to be a representative sample of LDS people. The second survey, the one popping up on your Facebook feed or showing up in blog posts, is what Nelson calls a snowball sample, where people share a survey via social media. While some scientists frown upon online sampling, Nelson says others think that with enough participation, it could be a cheaper means of getting the same results.
One of the challenges when you have a snowball sample is that if you tell your friends and they tell their friends, there tends to be a good bit of homogeneity among all those people. So you might have a large number, but really, it's not a very useful number. If you do the snowball long enough, there's some research that indicates that after that third or fourth or fifth wave, that snowball sample begins to show the same kinds of characteristics as the random sample.
When he set out, Nelson was hoping for a few thousand responses. So far, his team has received tens of thousands of responses.
So I've collected more data in a couple days than I will probably the rest of my life and the years before as well.
With so many responses comes a lot of feedback, and not all of it has been positive. The wording of some of the questions and answers have led some survey takers to comment, questioning the team's knowledge of LDS culture. Nelson says he thinks these responses come from people who aren't familiar with social science surveys. He says he doesn't have a hidden agenda.
I really don't have any nefarious aims in doing the survey. This is what I do for a living when I'm not busy just being an administrator. It's fascinating to understand or to try to understand where people are coming from and how they think the way they do and what kinds of processes might be behind that. I hope people realize that I don't have red eyes and eat puppies.